With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As President Trump weighs military action against Iran, Russia is making its presence known as Tehran's ally. Iran held annual military drills with Russia on Thursday. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports President Trump had strong words for Iran during his meeting today with the newly gathered Board of Peace.
After announcing a U.S. pledge of $10 billion to the Board of Peace, President Trump said,
"And now is the time for Iran to join us on a path that will complete what we're doing."
Adding,
"They must make a deal."
With a warning,
"Bad things will happen if it doesn't."
Iran has asked for 2 weeks before reconvening another round of talks.
Both the United States and Iran are signaling they are prepared for war if talks on Tehran's nuclear program fizzle out. President Trump has announced at the inaugural Board of Peace meeting that nine members have agreed to pledge $7 billion toward a Gaza relief package. He also says five countries have agreed to deploy troops as part of an international stabilization force for the war-battered Palestinian territory. He still faces the sticky situation of trying to disarm Hamas, something they've vowed not to do. There's been another drop in mortgage rates in the U.S.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.01%. It's now at its lowest level in more than 3 years. The average rate has remained just above 6% much of this year, reflecting a pullback in the long-term bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. In home buying season, at least for home shoppers who can afford to buy at current rates. I'm Alex Vega.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 267 points. This is SRN News. A new report on gender politics and religion. Correspondent Michael Harrington has details.
It comes from Real Clear Investigations, and it reveals that for the first time in a quarter of a century, more men are going to church than women. This trend is moving parallel to another one that sees more and more men migrating to the Republican Party while women move to the Democrats. The report also indicates that the decades-long decline in Christianity in the U.S. is leveling off, with revival being noted in some places. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gay rights groups are suing the Trump administration for removing a rainbow pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument in Greenwich Village. The New York site commemorates the gay rights movement and was established during the Biden administration. The flag was first displayed in 2022 and was the first such banner to fly permanently on federal land. This is SRN News. The Aloha State has a problem with chickens, which have no coop's roost. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Lawmakers in Hawaii are working on tougher ways to deal with feral chickens as residents complain about noise, mess, and growing flocks with birds digging up yards in Honolulu. A new bill would let residents kill the chickens. Another measure fines people who feed or release them. Animal advocates have pushed back, saying Honolulu offers a program to trap chickens on private property, but it costs money, and complaints about feral chickens keep rising. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At the Kennedy Space Center, NASA is taking another crack at fueling its giant moon rocket. After leaks halted the initial dress rehearsal and delayed astronauts' first trip to the moon in more than half a century. More details at SRNNews.com.